That is this Saturday, yeah. I guess that's close to, or is sold out show. So pretty cool deal there.
We're going to miss it.
Yeah, we're going to miss it. Darn it. I have stuff going on Saturday anyway. 8:35 here at Fremont's Morning Mix. Chris Walls, Janet Larson with you. And our special guest this morning from Rebath is Matt Croteau. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yeah. It's been a busy summer. We were just talking before this how it all of a sudden,
flew by.
Boom.
Yep.
Labor Day is here.
Yes, it sure is. And so, I can't believe that it's gone from Memorial Day to Labor Day in like a week.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Flew by. Kids are back at school and back into the homes and vacations are over.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
Yeah. Vacations are done. So now we'll kind of be settling into our houses and Rebath is there to work on that bathroom.
Yeah. And a lot of times you get back into the house, you get back into the swing of things and you start looking at projects around the house that you're like, man, we really need to work on this. And so a winter project, kind of doesn't conflict a whole lot with your summer social life kind of thing. So it's a great time to be thinking about doing inside projects.
Yeah,
you guys, a great one.
Now you did some partnering with some of our local people here throughout the summer, and that's still continuing?
Yeah, so we're still doing the partnerships. It's been a fantastic, it's great seeing Chamber of Commerce stuff here. And so it has been a fantastic experience. We've had several jobs that we're helping people with here in Fremont, and it's just been, it's just been a wonderful experience. I'm so glad we did it, and because we did that Memorial Day to Labor Day push,
right.
and here we are at the end of it.
Like,
I mean, it's next weekend.
Yeah.
So it has been a fantastic time this summer in Fremont. So.
So the last time you were in, you talked a little bit about staff and people that can actually work for you. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, you can always use more, right?
Yeah, we can use. We're doing a great job on the sales side of things. And where we have our greatest need is some good handyman or remodelers or installers. So we could always, if you're looking for a job and you're good with your hands, and we're totally willing to train too, so you don't have to be this 20-year experienced veteran of bathroom remodeling. We just need a good, reliable, loyal person who will come to work every day, and we'll teach you how to become an incredible bathroom remodeler. So yeah, we're looking for installers, and you can give us a call, and we'll set up interviews. It's definitely an opportunity to get into a trade, which is a great paying job. Good paying money.
Can you give us a clue as far as the pay? Or
installers are starting in the $35,000 to $55,000 a year range as a helper, and then you move up from there when you become a lead and you get a company truck. So I mean, there's great. It's a
nice.
full-time full benefits package. We've got health care and 401ks and paid vacation and holidays. So it's a great opportunity. And if you're looking for a job, I'd encourage you to give us a call and ask for Matt, and I'll sit down with you and go over everything. And so,
yeah,
it's a great opportunity. It makes good, reliable money, and it's year round work and it's indoor. So
yeah.
A lot of guys that work with their hands are used to being out in the elements, and your schedule is kind of controlled. Is it snowing? Is it raining? And this is indoor work all year round, so it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, a perfect opportunity for winter for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's see, as far as bathrooms, when you guys redo something or work on someone's bathroom, a lot of times you are taking over a project or taking over and redoing. As it says, Rebath. Right?
Yeah, so a lot of people, we were just talking out here in the waiting room about educating people about who you are and what you do, and that's our biggest thing, is that people just don't know sometimes what we do. And so we're a full bathroom remodeling, custom bathroom remodeling company. We're not the company that just puts something over your existing.
Yeah.
We don't paint what you have there. We don't put a layer of something over what you have there. We're taking out what you have and building all brand new from scratch, and we can do anything from just the wet area of the bathroom where it's just the tub and shower area, or we can take your whole bathroom down the studs. I mean, we've got a lot of older plaster and lath houses. We take things all the way down to the stud, put all fresh, all new, and then give you a fantastic warranty behind it. Most of the products that we're installing have a lifetime warranty, and we stand behind everything that we do. So we're custom full bathroom remodeling.
Nice.
And we've got a lot of options, and we bring the showroom to you to make it easy. The whole idea is to make it an easy effortless experience for you.
Yeah, we're talking with Matt Croteau of Rebath. So when I'm Googling it, do I put in Rebath Fremont or what do
you
I?
You can just put in Rebath and then it'll ask you for your zip code.
Okay.
Because we're a national company, so we're all over the country. You put in the zip code and it'll connect you right here with the local Rebath that's here in town. And then there's a form fill on there that you can say, hey, I'd like to have a consultation. You could put your name in there, or there's a phone number right on there that you can call. So rebath.com is the best place, the easiest thing to remember.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 402-991-2818. That's harder to remember than Rebath.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me go find the phone book.
That's right.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah, a phone book.
No, yeah,
we're showing our age when we're talking about phone books.
Oh my gosh. I still have one under my desk from one of the little towns around here just because I'm thinking, oh.
I thought maybe it was on your seat just to raise you up.
No,
thought it was under a leg balancing the desk.
See how many uses
that's right.
that you could use a phone book for
that's
that
right.
never even needed a phone book or a phone number? It was a booster seat.
That's right.
So that's the next question. Do you still find telephone books in the bathroom? Just kidding.
No. Little light reading, perhaps.
Footrest?
Yeah, there we go.
For a shorter person.
Wasn't that, there's something called a squatty potty.
I've seen those. I'm not sure what I think about that.
I have
that.
Seen that, yeah. That would be a lot of phone books.
Yeah, a lot
or
of phone books.
Or the Omaha phone book.
Oh, my goodness. That's great.
Oh, boy. And we're getting a little off track.
Yeah, here. That's all right.
Thank you for coming in again this morning. I appreciate you seeing you all the time.
It's always great coming in and laughing with you guys.
Yeah, and you know, your connection here this summer with all of our local businesses, with Rebuild and Brad and those guys.
Yep.
That's always good to make those kind of connections.
It is. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 8:42. We're going to talk chamber. We're going to talk crystals. Oh yeah. And Joy McKay is here for more right here on Fremont's Morning Mix. Oh, let's see. How about a little Steve Perry this morning?